are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Dina and Greg Show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing, Dina?
Great, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
I'm Dina Martinez, by the way.
Dina Martinez. Hi. Anyway, so hi, it is Sunday the 12th. I quickly want to say a happy birthday to Tara and my father.
Happy birthday.
I was in San Diego yesterday for her birthday barbecue.
Birthday barbecue.
And
birthday barbecue.
Quite the eclectic group of people at our little
it's
barbecue.
It's very exciting.
And unfortunately, Dina was not there.
I was not feeling well.
So anyway, hungover.
I was not feeling pretty.
So
I felt unfresh, if you will.
But Friday night, Sadina and I went out for a little while and we had dinner at Merrick's. And I get there and my cab drops me off and I get there and she just looks so pissed off. So irate. She's like, the hostess has not even been here. They're all pissed off about the hostess, which she brought the rest of
I was
of her
kind
life.
Of cranky. I'm always kind of hormonal. God.
So we continue to have a couple pictures of margaritas.
And well, when he got there, in my defense, when he got there after 15 minutes, he was really cute and nice. And I loved him after that. But I'm like, really? Why is nobody saying hi? After being in the restaurant industry, I'm like, I expect everybody to be there right then.
I'm a pretty girl. Somebody say hello to me.
Exactly.
So anyway, we proceed to go out and then get fucked up.
It was not pretty.
And then run into an old friend of ours who I basically tried to verbally rape once we had an after bar at my house.
Not just verbally. I got to watch the whole thing.
There's a YouTube of it. No, not really. But then, so I proceed to go to sleep and have the craziest dreams. And one of the dreams, I'm going to bring this up right now. Are you okay with
that? Bring it up, yes.
Okay. One of the dreams is I get this phone call from Dina, and she's like, Greg, I've got to go to the hospital right now. I've got to get vaccinated. I'm like, for what? And she's like, I just got to go. And in my dream, I'm getting all up, like, I'll be on my way. Cause I woke up out of my sleep in my dream. Like, this is what all the stuff that's going on. And I'm like, what's wrong though? Tell me what's wrong. She's like, I want to be one less woman. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And she's like, I just want to be one less. I need to get vaccinated with Gardasil. And I'm like, what? And this is all happening in my dream. I'm like, really? Really? You're going to, what? What? Cervical cancer, cervix, you need a cervix. And dead set on going and getting vaccinated in the dream.
I do want to be one less. I do want to be one less. Is that so wrong?
That is not so wrong. So anyway,
And I've been having crazy dreams too. I actually had two dreams the past couple of weeks with the same theme. The first one was that one of my real close friends, family member, people killed somebody, and I had to pretend like I, you know, help her hide it and not, you know, pretend like nothing was going wrong. And then again, last night, it was the same person, not the same person that died, but it was somebody else that was really close to me and my family. And I'm just like, I don't get this. It creeps me out. And I had to pretend like it didn't happen. And I kept thinking, why? Why?
So that means if anyone out there knows anything about dreams, why don't you give us a call? 818-602-4929. Yeah. And even if you just want to chat, you know shit about dreams.
And so so last week, let's bring up last week. I had a bike accident and I think everybody thought I was being silly and like I was over dramatic about it. And I can get a little dramatic. I agree. I can get a little dramatic. But my arm has been black and blue all week, no joke.
But now it's like dirty. Like
it's
it like looks like
yellow
she's
and
got dirt
black
on it.
And it's so bad. And I go to work one day and our accountant is all whatever. Whatever. She's just being, you know, crazy. Well, 3 days later, when it's all black, he's like, oh my God, I thought you were just being silly. So I've been gimpy all week.
Gimpy. You know, you've got maybe 12 more hours of sympathy and then
I suck my pussy.
Oh my God. It's always back to the pussy. So anyway, let's talk about what else. On Wednesday, I was driving home from work. I called you before we had dinner. Mm-hmm. And I was at the stoplight at Wilshire and Santa Monica in Beverly Hills. And I'm, you know, going east on Santa Monica. And I look to my left and there is a bench with the advertising for a pet lawyer. Maybe I'm just clueless to this, but has anyone noticed this before? Why the fuck do you need a lawyer for your pet? Like, really? I said that.
It's
really
all
loud.
I'm suing you over for custody of my litter.
Anyway, has anyone else has anyone needed a pet lawyer? Like, really? Like, what the right? Am I just over? Is this just shocking to me? And it's old news. And
I don't know. I'm not much of a pet person. I love animals, but I'm not much of a pet person, and I know this. That's why I don't have any. It's kind of like why I'm not a child person. I mean, I love them and like to touch them and say hi. But yeah, I'm not even trying to deal with them on a continuous basis.
I probably shouldn't bring things up, but I haven't told you about this yet.
You're pregnant?
Yes.
Yay!
I'm having a baby. This morning, and Tara, if you're listening, I'm so sorry that I'm about to bring this up. But I woke up and there was a six-year-old on the other couch at Tara's house this morning crying. I want to go to mommy's. I don't have any clue what this kid was, but I had to come for this kid.
I am kind of excited about being an aunt because I can feed it caffeine and sugar and say, go home.
Toodles. So
today we're excited to have J.Sun in the studio.
Yes.
Yes.
He's sitting
ready.
You can say hi now. I turn on you.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there?
But first, let's go ahead and start with our topics. Number one is the state of our unions.
Number two would be national insecurities.
Raids of our lives.
Genetically modified.
Tweetness.
And LMFAO. Laughing my fucking ass off.
Awesome. So the state of our unions, a lot of things have happened this week in regards to... What is that fan? A lot of things have happened this week in regards... Yes. In regards to...
You're the one that fucking wanted to
honey,
oscillate.
Honey, I'm always hot for these goddamn hormones. Pardon my language. Like 5-year-olds are listening or something. So a lot of things have happened this week in regards to same-sex unions. One of them is that Pennsylvania Senate has now put a bill or introduced a bill called the Marriage Equality Bill. And it's supported by 2 senators, and it looks good. That was from 365gay.com.
Also from 365gay.com was Maine has enough signatures. Correct mm-hmm. me on this. Has enough signatures to... go against the anti-gay bill or some. I'm not saying this correctly, Dina, and you're fucking with
there. Sorry, I've got to stay cool, but opponents of gay marriage basically in Maine have collected enough signatures on a thing that you collect signatures on. What's it called? Petition. I love being so eloquent.
I love words.
To stop the law from actually going into effect and it's forcing a vote. So we send all of our love and good energy to you up in Maine, hoping that everything will come your way.
And Oklahoma's senator gave a lovely speech about how our country is going to shit.
That nasty bitch.
And he basically equated it with gays and lesbians and
Sodom
porn,
and Gomorrah and
everything and wrong with our country.
Child pornography and everything, like just everything wrong. She was all, it's because our country has accepted the gays and are supporting gays and pornography. And I support pornography. Don't get me wrong.
But if you drive through, I'm sorry, wait, go
I'm
on.
Like child pornography. I do not support, obviously, but, things like that. I mean, she's just like crazy about it. And everybody was just, it was so hateful. And I looked in her eyes and I was like, that girl has no soul.
Where's your heart?
Stolen by the devil and turned black and evil. And ugh.
It's funny, though, if you've driven through any of the Bible states, my favorite is Missouri. You know, and you're driving through and you see all these wonderful billboards. And right next to there will be. Stop next exit for the adult gay or adult super center, the best sex adult sex store ever. Da, da, da. And right next to the billboard will be a billboard for Jesus saves lives. You gotta praise Jesus.
I mean, the mindset is that they're gonna save people by having a billboard right next to the, and shaming you into not going. But I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of preachers up in those little shops.
Pastor Jim,
mm-hmm.
or Gerard, or
hello.
Whoever.
The hypocrisy is amazing. National insecurity, Mr. Greg.
DC acknowledges now all marriages from all states.
Thank God.
National insecurities. So if
we're moving forward, honey.
Something that was kind of just looked over this last week on Wednesday. Navy's August Prowse was murdered on the base of Camp Pendleton's base. because he was gay. They're not really sure. Autopsy was done, but nothing's been released about it, and the Navy's not saying squat about it. He was 29, found dead on Tuesday morning, 3:30 a.m. in a guard shack. The Associated Press talked about this a little bit, and then also on Advocate.com, how the boyfriend says that he was never quiet about it. He didn't like talk about it, but he didn't care who knew because he just trusted his fellow soldiers. And his sister said that he had been harassed, but never went to anyone about it. So, yeah, we're kind of sitting in limbo. But this just goes into the, you know, going into what's going on with our country right now.
Right.
With the fact of
Don't ask, don't tell. Yeah. And it's really good we have our head of state supporting that being repealed. So, especially, hopefully, after this, his life won't be in vain and it'll really push through that actual action on that. So,
yeah, completely. And just, you know, it'll be interesting to see what comes out of this. Also, with the Associated Press today, I'm just pulling this up on my phone quick, how it just referenced...
She's all 21st century now.
4 years ago, I wouldn't even text. In Britain, on the other hand, gay and lesbian service members marched in crisp uniforms in the annual Gay Pride Parade. Australia soldiers and sailors were on their own float in Sydney's Gay Mardi Gras Parade. And in Israel... And the Army's magazine earlier this year featured two male soldiers on the cover hugging one another.
I was about to say, next year in Jerusalem, but next year in New York.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, America,
I'm like, really?
Where are we sitting on this?
What's going
on? So, okay, well, that's... Awesome. Yeah.
Then I told you a couple of weeks ago about, I guess it was last week, I was behind, about the Fort Worth police and the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission raiding the Rainbow Lounge or Place, whatever. Well, they also have raided the Dallas Eagle this week. And it just, they've been talking about people being so, you know, not mistreated, but they came in like combat gear and everything. And it was just kind of scary. But the good thing is that Fort Worth people and the DFW area are really going out and protesting and supporting that this was wrong.
3 weeks solid that they've been protesting.
I can't speak.
What's funny though is it was the Eagle.
Those men
Those men fit right in. You know that. Yeah. all the patrons were just
daddy.
Like,
"Oh." Granted, there were a couple of people underage that should not have been in the bar, and that doesn't make it look so good. But
that could have been a straight bar,
you know,
too.
And it's like you wonder what's next, what bar's next in DFW. So solidarity, brothers and sisters. In Dallas.
sorry, just looking at the time quick.
Genetically modified.
British scientists claim that on Wednesday to have created human sperm from embryonic stem cells. Someday this will help infertile men father children.
Where's my uterus?
Yeah, what the fuck? This does nothing for me. I already have fertile sperm. If I want to have a kid, I
Lesbians
need a vagina.
Can have kids now.
But I don't want it on me, obviously. That's Dina's.
I do. You know. I want one of my own.
Anyway.
One of my very own.
I still like the penis.
I'm taking donations for my puss.
Your bust or your puss?
For my puss.
Don't you want your bust first?
I do want my bust first.
Although it's coming like in nicely.
Oh, Lord. Tweet news. So I have something that I really wanted to share, and it came from Kirstie Alley. After my own heart, I love her so much, and as a full-figured plus-size woman, I can totally relate to her. But one of her, the thing that she tweeted this week, she was very passionate about it in her tweet. I felt it. And it was, spay and neuter your cat. And dogs and your pets and
spay.
Your iguanas and
your rhinoceroses
and your neighbor, but she said don't spay and neuter your boyfriend unless he's a dirty dick. He didn't say that literally, but I'm taking liberties with her. So she's very, very passionate about spaying and neutering your pets.
Kirstie Alley, if you ever want to come on the show and talk about spaying and neutering,
and don't forget to spay and neuter your pets.
All of them, your goldfish.
Also, Sherry Shepherd just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that she missed her plane today, but she's catching a red eye. She'll barely make it. But ladies, don't worry. She will be there just in time for topics. So just in time. You know, just in time.
Thank you, Sherry. The rest of the world waits with bated breath for you to get to the View tomorrow morning.
And she's a ball of entertainment, isn't she?
Oh, she is. She got her new movie coming out this fall.
Really?
The really serious one about the extremely obese single mother.
Aww.
Ice Cube, I think, is in it. Or no, LL Cool J. What?
I said, is she playing the...
No! No!
I'm just kidding.
Monique's in it.
Oh, yay!
Monique's the abusive mother. Anyway.
I feel like the transsexual Monique, except white. Or Latin. I pretend to be Latin. Okay, and entertainment. I'm so excited. I could just pee my pants this week. Two amazing movies. Harry Potter!
God.
I'm a geek, I know. Harry Potter's coming out on Wednesday. And sadly, I'm not going on Tuesday night because I have
to work.
And
fucking deal
because it's so early and I'm an old tranny granny.
Oh my God.
But I am going right after work on Wednesday. And Orphan. God, how creepy that looks.
I can't wait for that.
Oh. I'm so excited.
What was that?
I'm drinking Diet Coke.
Gassy Gladys is back.
Shut up.
Orphan, yeah. We love our scary movies.
And I just have to say, the Course of Comedy just had a promo picture with Teddy's face on her body, and it was hilarious. And when are you bitches going to get in here? That's all I'm saying. I just saw Transformers 2, and I was kind of disappointed. I mean,
me too.
I think it was amazing that it started out so good and action-packed. But I did not see any beefcake.
Seriously, don't throw Shia LaBeouf and Tyrese and Josh Duhamel
exactly.
in a movie, and not give me one shirtless
scene. I want to see skin, bitches.
Seriously, right?
But
right,
and he's getting so buff, Mr. Shia.
Really? Really?
Shia.
Okay.
TV.
TV.
We saw Hung. Did you guys see Hung? It is so funny. It is so cute.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about it.
Oh my God.
They already make a great duo. Like, see it as soon as you can.
Watch it.
If you have you can pipe in here anytime you want, by the way. Okay. Sorry. Just so you know.
I'm like, I don't want to like burst up into your bubbles
or something like that. We will formally introduce you, but if you have anything to say about this, you just talk, sir. Just talk.
Okay.
True Blood comes back tonight. Thank God, because we were kind of dead for a week without it.
I know.
Dead.
It was kind of, I'm really excited because I love it. And I've always been this vampire freak. And yes, I'm one of those geeky nerds that did that. Well, okay, so we're at Borders today. Plug, sponsor us. I'm at Borders today, and I see City Magazine has this fantastic, gorgeous model with...
I realized that I need some deodorant, sorry.
Yeah, this gorgeous... that was lovely.
And now...
Gorgeous model with vampire teeth. I thought it was interesting, and I thought it might have gone a little too far, but I loved it, and I hated it at the same time. That's what I'm saying.
That's all you're saying.
I know.
TV, what else is going on? The View last week, Margaret Cho, who next week, by the way, Bruce Daniels, she's the biggest fag hag, and he's her big fag. She was on The View promoting, what the hell's the name of it? Drop Dead Diva, the new series on Lifetime. It looks kind of interesting, especially for plus-size girls.
Hello. Now, I'm excited that plus-size women are being portrayed finally sexy and positive role models.
Well,
wow.
While Margaret was on The View, if anyone caught it, did you watch The View at all?
Yeah, I saw it.
You caught it.
I loved her tattoos.
It's so funny when she's on The View because the girls never know really how to deal with her except for Whoopi because they don't know what's going to come out of her mouth. It's kind of like Kathy Griffin, but they haven't told her not to come back yet. So they started talking about her tattoos, and just funny. Just Joy's like, they hurt. And then she brought up getting the clitoris or the G-spot shot.
The shot. Oh, my God.
It was hilarious. And they're like, oh, that would hurt. And Barbara's just sitting there And then they went into Drop Dead Gorgeous, and then just talking about her tattoos. But then she came out as being beautiful, like how we come out of the closet as being gay and whatever. Mm-hmm. But she came out as being beautiful, and I'm just, you know, just say it and don't deal with other people's shit about it, you know?
I love it. I love it.
It was so good. I think she's really motivational. That was completely great. You know,
I agree.
Being able to come out.
Oh, I love that. Her, period.
I wanted her to come out as a lesbian. I was like, come on, do it.
Are you going to be? Are you?
She liked the dick as much as we do, though. So, really?
Honey, like she say, she's up for anything.
She'll do anything.
Which I'm really excited about this Miami Social. It's a new, I love reality shows so much. I'm such a pathetic Greek. Geek.
You're such a pathetic Greek.
I'm such a pathetic Greek. I love Greek boys, by the way. Wow, Jesus Christ today. New York Prep is very interesting today.
Wait, you went from this, Miami something.
Oh, I did.
To...
Miami Social. Well, there's a bisexual person on there, which I've always thought that they were, you know, a myth, but apparently they're real. I love y'all. New York Prep. I'm watching New York Prep, and I'm so amazed at these 17-year-old kids, and they're in a bar drinking in New York City.
It's the
get
real...
Get a raid over there.
I know.
It's
Hello.
The real Gossip Girl, apparently.
Get the straight kids.
Go get them. Get them. Get them all. Get a big net.
But they're like this guilty pleasure.
So I'm sorry.
You scared me. They're such this guilty pleasure. It's so fascinating to watch the mating habits of New York Prep school kids.
Real World Cancun.
I know nothing about
it. I have not seen it, but I've heard so much. Have you watched it yet? I mean, I don't.
What is it? Real World season 42?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly what it is. But normally, I haven't watched Real World since I was a freshman in college. But lately, like last week, Ben Roman brought it up. And Ben Roman brought it up. Tara brought it up yesterday. And people have just been talking about it. So apparently, it needs to be watched. I think just because everyone is just sexual on there. But right. When haven't they been? Really?
That's true.
Anyway.
Humans are sexual beings.
Dina, for me. Your favorite show right now, Beautiful People.
Beautiful People. Have you guys seen it? It's on Logo.
I have not seen it.
Oh, my God. Simon Doonan, who is the celebrity window god designer for Barney's in New York, he's written the show, or it's based on him, or I'm not even certain about it, but it's so cute and so funny. It's on Logo right now. And it's witty and funny, and I like it. And if you get a chance, you need to watch it. And Greg is so into, so you think you can
so
dance.
So you think you can dance.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It's my summer. That's the one show that I have to watch in the summer.
Oh, my God. You're amazing. I just love you.
Seriously. Freaking Mary Murphy. Hot tamale.
If I could just rub you all over my body, I would. Your dancing was amazing.
I like to call it So You Think You Can Choreograph, because some days it's all about the choreographers more than the dancers. But this season has been amazing. Have you been watching it?
I've watched because my roommate told me to watch. There's that one Latin guy that always has a shirt off.
Oh, yeah, Jason.
My God, how much does he cost?
Seriously.
I'll pull up his Rent Boy profile.
Oh, my God. It's been amazing this season, though. Definitely, definitely watch it if you get a chance. They're down in the top 10 this week.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I can't believe you're going on next.
So speaking of dancing, the other guilty pleasure going on right now is... Dance your ass
Dance
off.
Dance your ass off. I'm so excited about it. If the casting director just happens to be listening, I would like to be booked on that next season. But these big dancers, I love it.
Basically, you throw a bunch of straight women who like to dance and a couple gays and one straight man into a house and they're going to dance.
And eat.
Yay!
And eat. Two of my favorite things.
It's so bad, though. It's so...
I love it.
Throw that big man, the big white man, in all the sparkles, like, looks like a bedazzler attacked him. And then he's trying to pick up the cute little girl. Like, really?
I love it.
And why isn't the hostess? Why isn't she, like, she should be competing, too.
Ooh!
It's What's-Her-Face
that
from...
That was so hateful!
It's What's-Her-Face from Hairspray.
Yeah, I love her.
The lead from Hairspray. And She, yeah, every Y'all, week, every week they tighten up her bust a little
it.
Bit more.
Right? I love it. I'm like, squeeze me into something like that. Put my curves in the right spot.
It was kind of like
damn, when I love it. I don't know how she breathes, and I don't know how she hasn't passed out yet.
It's kind of like when Biggest Loser first came out, and they threw, what's her name, Rhea?
Caroline Ray.
Nope. As the hostess. And they're like, really?
You're so evil. I love it.
I'm done talking.
So, welcome to the Dina and Greg Show in the middle, and we would like to welcome J.Dot Sun from Naked Boy News.
How's Hello. Everybody doing out there today in La La Land?
Welcome to our humble studio.
It's fun up here. I like it.
You know, I like it too.
If the fan wasn't blowing the microphone stand, it'd be fine.
I know. If it was blowing on me, cooling a hot tranny down. Girl.
Having a good time out here this weekend. Just enjoying myself. Was out in West Hollywood last night with Mr. Bradshaw.
Mr. Bradshaw.
Good time, if you guys don't
know. The video camera, I hear.
Yes, right? There's going to be some video montages of the evening on Naked Boy News.
Right on.
Soon. We got some naked dancers over at Mickey's Lounge. And stuff
I've never been there. I don't go to those establishments.
I saw your phone number on the bathroom wall.
That's how I got in contact with you.
So anyway, if you'd like to call in and ask Jason, J.Dot Sun, anything.
I was like, that's not my name.
818-602-4929.
Ooh,
and
welcome to the studio.
I'm a tool.
So tell us what's going on.
What's going on? I actually just got back from 2 months in New York. I did the Big Naked Tour, which was fun times. I actually did that girl from... Hairspray and Dance Your Ass Off was actually...
You did her.
Well, I don't do her. I couldn't find the whole thing.
This is an LGBT. I guess you're part of the B.
I'm part of the B. Yeah, she was in the Pride Parade with us. We did New York City Gay Pride Parade. We did Live Nation Irving Plaza. We did Albany Gay Pride Syracuse. I prided myself out.
You bet you did.
Now I'm ready to not be proud.
I'm not feeling proud right now.
I waved that flag so much, I'm like, my arm's sore. I got a bruise like you.
Oh, it's so bad.
That bruise is horrible.
Isn't it?
I thought you just have rough sex. I don't know.
Why don't we take a picture of it and put it on our website?
I don't want to take
which
a
is
picture.
DinaAndGregShow.com.
I think I see Jesus in it. I don't know.
Right? Oh, my God. Send it to the Inquirer. Or the Examiner. Is that a
right? That's crazy. Is it hurt?
I know. Oh, not so bad now.
You got your use.
I so cannot type all week or anything. I'm like...
Her trying to sit in my car, get in my car, was the funniest. Because she would like, I can't wear my seatbelt, but I want my life to be saved.
In West Hollywood and L.A., these people drive horrible. That's why I like New York. You don't have to drive. You can take the subway.
I know.
Seriously.
I know. Here, if you try to take like public transportation, good luck getting there on time. Unless you leave in 2 hours beforehand. I'm like, oh. Shit's horrible. I miss New York.
Yeah, it's good. But, you know, I'm back out here having a good time. We went to the beach yesterday. I'm hopefully going to be announcing soon a comedy gig here in West Hollywood in Santa Monica. So
excited.
There's only like two comedy clubs over there, so figure it out.
There's no
But
And if not, you can stand on a soapbox at San Vicente in Santa Monica.
And have a tip jar and hope somebody put some money in there. I'll send out a call for Kathy Griffin. Maybe she'll come over and do the D-Life with me or something.
To us too, Kathy, if you're listening.
Well, let's everybody get in on a piece of pie.
So, let's talk about a little bit of your... How did you get into Naked Boy News? I think stand-up is your...
Yeah, I'd originally done stand-up comedy and kind of got bored talking about... You know, my family, my life, and what's going on. I kind of wanted to put the focus on something else. And I went to college for political science. And as most late-night talk show people know, or people that watch those type of shows, political science, politics, people in the news are pretty much hysterical all the time. You don't even need to write a joke. You can just tell the story. And it's funny. So I knew I needed to stand, you know, apart from the crowd. And I was like, hey, why don't I just stand there naked? And next thing you know, it was taken off and... I made a somewhat controversial video during the during the election season that said I'm gay and I love John McCain.
Oh
yeah, oopsie! And I submitted that to CNN's iReport and they just ran with it. And I became after talking to several people, I became an undecided voter. And CNN followed me around the entire election process. And
oh, wow.
I went to three different cities: Las Vegas. upstate New York, Syracuse, and New York City, and basically like kind of did like a little documentary about how I decided and ended up voting for Barack Obama based on talking to people all around the country. And
I'm right fun. On.
So I kind of, it took off from there and just spread like wildfire, and then I did this silly thing called Six Pack by Summer with CNN Health, and showed America.
I saw the progress.
You showed the. Everybody's like, but you were the skinny bitch to begin with. It wasn't hard for you. And I was like, no, I was. The trainers told me I was a skinny fat. I had 20% body fat at January 1st.
Oh, no.
Isn't that the worst to hear? You're a skinny fat.
I'm like, how does that happen?
I have never heard that.
They're like, you skinny, but you're going to have a heart attack, bitch.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, no. I gotta eat something less. I don't know. But, yeah, so that's just fun. You know, now I just do the news naked, tell people my naked opinions, the naked truth about today's hottest headlines. And
you're addicting.
I'm addicting. Oh, no.
You're
I'm
so
glad to hear
addicting.
That.
I'm like, I love it.
Addicting.
I just got an email the other day that somebody said, you know, when I first saw you, I thought you were ridiculous. But you make sense, mm-hmm. and that's why I keep watching. I'm like, oh, cool, I guess that makes sense. To me, I don't make sense. I'm like, when people get it, I'm like, you get that? I was just rambling.
I love it. I love it. So I want to know your thoughts on Michael Jackson.
Oh, no.
His funeral.
The funeral. Oh.
Well, whatever. Tell. Well,
okay.
I said something better from it.
Just start talking.
I got a story, and I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about it yet. So I could break.
Those are my favorite.
I could break this news right here.
Hello.
Right on Dean and Greg show.
Okay. So I'm going to shut my phone off so my phone does not turn on. People are going to be calling me upset. Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Is he or is he not the father of the children?
I thought he was.
He's not.
But they're white.
They're white.
Well, I've always thought he was not really dead. I think he's living in Saginaw, Michigan as a white woman. But that's just my opinion.
The source that I have is very, very credible.
Okay.
And the story goes, and I'm not trying to spread rumors. I love Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. I was in Times Square when they announced that he had died, and it was like pandemonium. People were falling down in the street crying.
Really?
Hysterical. It was crazy in New York City.
Oh, my God.
And I don't want to, let him rest in peace, but
mm-hmm.
there's several things that have
in
been...
In Saginaw, Michigan.
Exactly. the story goes is that when he was 10 years old, his father had him castrated.
Shut so that your his mouth. Voice
you know stay. What? I've heard that before, too, though.
And during the last trial, remember when they said, and I don't know if you guys... I went back and researched because I don't want to say something that's not right. They said, if you'd ever been molested by Michael Jackson, and they pulled that child aside and said, there's something distinctively different about his genitalia or some sort of mark or scarring down there that if you were molested by him, you would have known this.
Mm-hmm.
If he was castrated, he would have prosthetic
uh-huh.
balls.
Uh-huh.
And supposedly the official autopsy report is going to show that.
Ooh.
Oh, my
this
God.
This shit is juicy.
It just hit the fan.
Ooh! It did. I almost flat on taking it off my face. Give me a handkerchief.
No, there wasn't anything hitting your face.
So, I'm still trying to research the story more, but that's from what I get. And, you know, there's a doctor now that's saying that he's actually the sperm donor for the children.
That is so interesting. So,
and the lawyers for Michael Jackson's family were on a Larry King the other night, and they said, when he asked specifically, are these Michael Jackson's children, they would not answer it.
Okay.
They said... They are Michael Jackson's child. The birth certificate says so.
With that much money, though, hell, I could have been his child.
Yeah. I would have
gladly been his child.
I'm not trying to stir any feathers or anything like that.
That just says so
juicy.
Much about his father. Like that. Going back to that, if that's true, then, oh my God, we're going back to, you know, medieval times where boy choirs would be
castrati tenors.
So, yeah.
And you look at it is that when Joe Jackson talked about Michael's death on the BET red carpet, he didn't even care. He was like 2 seconds, and then he goes, let me bring up the president of my new record label. Did you guys see that?
No, ma'am.
Didn't.
The next day, the day after he died, he was promoting a new record label. He had two words to say about Michael, and then started promoting a new record label.
Well,
give it up for Magic Johnson at the memorial service the other day.
Completely.
Okay, he was phenomenal. He made Michael Jackson like a real mm-hmm. person. Because it's got to be one thing to be like the most famous person in the world. And Al Sharpton said a great quote that people may not like Al Sharpton, but he said to the children of Michael Jackson, he goes, remember that your daddy wasn't strange. It was the things that happened to him that was mm-hmm. strange. And Magic Johnson pretty much made him like just a real person. But at the end, he said, you know, your children have a great grandmother, great nieces, or great great cousins, and mm-hmm. great aunts and uncles, and never once had a great grandfather.
Oh. Well, also,
you know, I was like, ooh, that's Michael's friend saying that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
when Brooke Shields went, Brooke Shields made me bawl.
Like, Jesus.
When she finished, she went down and was talking to the family, but did not acknowledge, if I remember right, did not acknowledge the father. And the father was just, it looked like he was there the entire time for a party. Like, a bunch of my friends are going to get together and we're going
to, he was ready to promote his record label right after the show.
That is not cute. No. I was really happy to see everybody that came to the funeral or whatever thing it was. The event. I have real big issues with the words right now. But they really, really cared about him. No one seemed to have like a bad word about him. And it was really, really exciting to see that, especially since he is this over the top character.
Yeah.
You know, and
I think, and for me, is I really like, if he was able to still be here and to start those, mm-hmm. that tour and that concert series in London, I think it really was going to be his return to.
Right.
To the main stage, and it's unfortunate that this had to happen. You know, obviously, and so many people, and I've heard a lot of things about the people that have accused him over the years. Mm-hmm. That people are going to start coming out now and saying that they're so sorry that it was not true, and it's just kind of like, oh, I just hope that somehow in the afterlife that he can, you know, be relieved of all that horrible stuff and just you know. Live on as a great artist.
Even if it's just not acknowledged, like, I think he can move on from that. That will just dissipate from everything. Because, really, that's in the morning in the last couple weeks. That's not what we care about. We care about that this amazing artist.
Thriller. You know? Yeah, that's all.
Ooh, you better sing it.
I just beat it. That's all I know about.
Give me a little Dirty Diana. That is my favorite.
I like his beating it. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
So, Dirty Boy.
Hello. I want to know about projects coming up.
Projects coming up.
Yes.
What am I doing? I am going to New York on July 28th. I'm going to be celebrating my birthday on the 31st. What?
Ooh.
And I'm heading upstate. I'm going to be at the Turning Stone Casino doing the official after party for Cyndi Lauper.
Yay.
I'm doing some emceeing work with them and Rosie O'Donnell. And Samantha Ronson is signed on to be the DJ for the Lava Nightclub show.
Nice.
And I'm going to be emceeing with her as well.
You're so adorable.
It's going to be exciting. I'm going to, you know, I'm trying to become best friends with her and LL.
Hello.
Not Cool J, but Lohan.
Hello, I got you. I got you. I saw her on omg.yahoo.com today, and she looked, Lohan, they looked cute.
Both of them. Both.
They looked cute. I was like, aw.
Oh, they're so cute.
Cute.
They're such a male-female couple. It's cute. I should not say that.
Oh, no. The gender roles are distinct.
Yes, they are.
But I love it.
I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, you know, what gay boy would not want to be a part of, like, a girls' night out with Samantha Ronson and Cyndi Lauper?
Seriously.
And
hello.
Rosie O'Donnell.
So it's going to be a blast. I can't wait for
it. And you get to be the cock in the hen house.
Exactly.
First thing I would do is I'd try to challenge Rosie to drink me under the table.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, bring it on.
I take two drinks and I'm done. Oh. So I think that she could drink me under the table.
And you live in Vegas? Have you not learned?
I know. Yeah, Vegas is crazy. But, you know, you can drink 24 hours a day. So you can have a drink at noon. Then you can hold off for a few hours and have another drink. Like, here, everybody rushes at 1:30.
That never happened. I lived in Vegas for 4 years. And was never me. I was
some people one can right do after that. Another. Some people can have a drink and stop and have another one later.
Yeah, I can't do all this woo, crazy stuff. I get crazy.
In the desert, mama gets hot. She need a drink. She get thirsty. She's got to keep hydrated.
I shouldn't even say this on air, but I have a problem with biting people when I'm drunk. So
You're one of those gays.
I'm not even like, it's not like an angry gay. It's just like a bite.
No,
happy.
Exactly.
Like, I get happy. My hands are down pants. And I'm like, my friend in front of me, he goes, you bit the hell out of my neck. And I was like, I didn't even see you last night, did I?
It's at three drinks when that starts happening.
Yeah, it is. It's like a Smirnoff Ice, lemonade, and a Diet Coke.
And somehow a Zima. I didn't even think they made those.
Zima?
Oh my God.
You just brought up Zima.
Zima was the... Oh God, in high school we would put Skittles in them.
Hello. And those Jolly Rancher things. And, you know, I never drank those.
So if
I was three...
Just so you know, you're listening to the Dina and Greg Show here at latalkradio.com.
Yes,
you are. The number, if you'd like to call in, is 818 602-492-4929. I've not got a text or a phone call or anything tonight, so I'm... Is anyone out there?
Is anyone there?
And we are here with J.Dot Sun from Naked Boy News. So, anyway.
Loving it.
Loving it, having a good time. Did you hear... This is. I was really sad.
She slapped her knee.
Oldest wiener in America died this week.
Oh, I heard.
Oscar Mayer.
You broke that.
He was 95. He had the oldest wiener in the world.
He did.
He made a... It was a tasty wiener, too.
It was.
But he died. I'm really sad,
tasty,
you know.
Tasty with mustard and cheese.
My wiener has the first name.
I forgot about those.
It's O-C-A-R. My speech person from my middle school back in Mauston, Wisconsin, her father was the person who made the song, like wrote
really?
That song. It was a contest, and then she got to sing it on TV in the commercial.
He also had the oldest and biggest bologna.
Bologna roll?
Bologna roll.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
You know, I'm from white trash country. My dad used to fry those little pieces of them up. And
yes, put some mustard on top.
Oh, no, he slathered mayonnaise. That's what we did.
Slathered.
Girl.
We would do mustard and a little bit of brown sugar.
Really? Brown sugar?
Brown sugar. That's some good stuff.
That's a Yankee food.
That's a skinny fat diet.
I love it.
It's a skinny fat diet. It sure is. The other good story this week that I thought was fun, if you guys want to talk about hot topics,
of course,
is General Motors, when they get out of the bankruptcy, is going to sell every new model via eBay.
That is insane.
I've not heard this at all.
This is crazy. Like, they haven't really announced much of the details yet, but it was online the other day, and they said that they're going to now sell. If you don't, you know, maybe have a car dealership next to your house, you know, some people are in Podunk, Missouri or whatever, in the Bible Belt, all they have is churches.
Podunk, Missouri.
They could get on their internet, on eBay, and they could bid for new cars.
On that their computer.
I just think that's crazy. Like, I didn't realize it was that bad of a market that you gotta...
That's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad when you eBay and stuff. I hope they put a reserve on it or something.
I know, right? And $500 reserve.
And that is too much. That is too much for an American-made car. No offense, but I'm sorry.
2 years
especially
from now,
right
you'll
now,
never
it's
be able to
like,
get a part
it's so
for
crazy
it.
How everything, like, especially the American car industry, has gone downhill so bad. First of all, y'all know we haven't trusted American-made vehicles in a long time.
Since Ford and Firestone.
Hello.
Or whatever. Jesus.
Well, Firestone.
Isn't
that a tire?
Yeah, that was the one. Remember, that was the car that Ford had the Explorer with the Firestone tires, and they kept on falling off the road.
Oh, I do remember that.
I was driving down the highway in New York, and this car literally, I was next to her, and I looked over it, no joke, and she, her star car started to bounce.
And then, she's all, are you a lowrider?
The tires just literally split apart, and I was like, oh my God. And from that day on, I was like, no Ford for me. I turned my shit in. It was scary.
My God.
Yeah, it's
insane.
Crazy times. What's going on with you guys? What's up in West Hollywood? What's stuff?
Monday night, we were, Dina was performing at yes. here, and Ooh, I was to make an appearance. Show. And when she went to say hello to me, I was not there.
She was not
I
there.
I was having drinks over at Fiesta still. I didn't know there was a time commitment.
I'm like, is Greg there? Greg here? Hello? And Anjana's like, girl, you need to hurry up. She didn't say that, but I felt it. This week, Chanel's going to be there tomorrow night.
Chanel from Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
oh,
Chanel from
her.
Vegas.
She's really good.
And Logos. RuPaul's Drag Race, yes.
You were just a mind slip to this
girl,
week.
Yeah. Thanks.
I will be in Madison,
girl,
Wisconsin.
Girl, my life is gone right now. It's just out.
I'll be Shamrock in Madison, Wisconsin, making my presence there. If anyone's in Southern.
Is that a gay
Southern,
bar?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Shamrock.
Wisconsin doesn't have.
Madison,
they got
downtown
they
Madison.
Two.
They got two.
Wait. Madison, Wisconsin has two gay bars, and so does Las Vegas. Now, that's kind of funny. A city of a billion, 2 million people, and we really have two legitimate clubs. That's it. I think that's sad.
What? Wait. Crave
and 8.5 / Piranha.
But then you still have bars that no one goes to.
Well, what's the one right across the street?
You've got the Buffalo.
But it's only
you've got Free Zone right there.
What?
You've got Gypsy. You've got Spotlight. At
the
two
little
one.
I said legitimate.
You've got Good Times. You've got Sunday afternoons at Backstreet or Backstreet.
No, I love me some gay places. I love me some gay bars in Vegas. But yeah, there's really two big dance clubs.
Yeah,
completely. The rest are bars. So, you know, if you got some money and you want to open up the Naked Boy News Dance Club, let me know.
It would be like
a DJ, and then like we'd stop, and it'd be like the Go-Go Boys would start telling the news.
And Miss Siren back there in her little desk.
Oh, I love Siren.
Da 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 da. My name is Siren Vaughn.
Oh, y'all are crazy. I love it. I love it in the studio. It is hotter than bejesus in here.
So it is so damn hot.
It's hotter than my pussy right now. On a Friday night.
That's pretty hot. That's like the sun.
It's hot because the fucking hormones. I love estrogen. The following Monday on the 20th, I will be at Hair Lounge again. And I will be there with Calpurnia Adams.
Ooh, fun times.
Miss Chad Michaels, the premier Cher impersonator, and somebody else.
Do you hear that music?
I can hear the music next door.
Anyway, okay.
They're rocking out.
At first I thought it was Cher. I was like, oh, I don't know what was going
Sorry.
On.
If I could turn back home. And then next week on the show, we're going to have Bruce Daniels, who is Margaret Cho's main fag. And he was in a Celeste and Bam Bam movie with her.
He's open for her a billion times.
So I'm really excited about having him.
I remember seeing him before I even came out of the closet. God, I was such a naive fan.
Were you ever in the closet?
No, I was. I first went to Vegas, and I was all by myself, and I went and saw Margaret and Bruce open for her, and just, yeah, it was.
I came out of the womb and with ropers and a wig on, so they should have known back then. And then I'm very excited to have him coming in. We also have, after that.
The following weekend, we have the Miss Sarah Hyland, who is a stand-up comedian.
Uh-huh. I like her a lot. She's great.
She's so funny.
Check her out on YouTube, because you're going to laugh your ass off. She does her mother on YouTube. Like,
whoa.
Her mother talking about
Jesus protection.
I think that might be on PornoTube.
I was like, my lord.
Anyway, it's just hilarious. So check her out. And
then the next week, we're going to have Charlene from Gimme Sugar, our main WeHo lesbian in town in the studio. She going to come in and tell y'all what all the drama that girl knows. So many lesbians that it's insane.
So if you know her now, call her and pay her so she does not talk about your dirty shit on air.
And make sure that she sends some of that money as sponsor money to the Dina and Greg show.
Do you love how he just went like this? He had to put his hand on his right ear.
He puts his hand on his earphone. You know, it's kind of like that in the studio, especially when you're, like, recording. You put your hands on your headphones, and you're like, oh, yeah. Eyes closed.
I don't know.
Awesome.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I it's just one of those things.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was looking at something else. We got a few minutes left. We're good.
Do we?
So, okay. Just because I have my legs up in there does not mean you got to look over at him.
I'm like,
he said he was looking at something else.
I turned my head.
Oh, I cannot.
I was like, that's
no shit.
That's the last cooter I want to see, honey.
Are y'all on? Okay, I got to. This is a question. I don't know if y'all are on it or not. You guys are on xtube.com. It's like YouTube, but you can.
I'm not on it.
I'm not on it. I know some people that are on it, but
you log on to
I've
get
checked
on.
It out before, but I can't. Okay, I can't even use it. I don't even know how to get it. Like, okay. I'm confused.
I do.
I put my news on there.
Do
on,
you?
Yes. And I was the number one most watched in February.
Shut your mouth.
I got a little email, congratulations. And I was like, but I'm not even naked. Like, you could have chosen, like, monstercock.com. Yeah. You could have chosen nakedboynews.com. And you chose me. I was so proud. I called my mom up, and I was like, Mama, I'm number one.
I love it. I think that's amazing. Because, you know, in between getting off, you need to get your news.
You do.
There you go.
And the best part about having a show called Naked Boy News is that old men, no offense, I love my old men out there. If you're sexy and you're fit and you've got, ooh, a little bit of WeHo muscle going on. But I get the most disgusting people having to send me their naked photos. So just if you're out there and you're listening, I don't need to see you naked. You can find me. You can email me and say, hey, walk past this Starbucks. And if I think you're cute, I'll come on in and say hi. But I'll just do it. I'll do a walk by in a Michael Jackson wig. But please don't send me any more nasty pictures. Because I'm
funny.
Sick.
You know you're gonna keep getting them though. It's inevitable that those bullish older men think that they are.
It's true. Oh.
But the worst
men
one
are
was,
driven by their testicles.
This guy was bent over and had a grapefruit up his ass. I was like, and I'm serious. It's not a joke. Kirk J. Go to XTube and look up this guy named Kirk J.
I'm not sure that I want to, but
it is the. For a sex video, it is the most hilarious thing you could ever see in your life.
Yay.
Pumpkin squash.
Right, we don't have much time at all. Tell us, J.Dotson, tell us where we can find you quick.
You can find me online at nakedboynews.com. If you want to MySpace me, it's just J-S-O-N, and my last name, D-I-N-A-N-T, on MySpace. Or just put J.Dotson in Facebook. And you can see me at Lava Nightclub in upstate New York on August 1st with Samantha Ronson. Cindy Lauper.
Okay.
All those people.
Thank you so much for being here. You're watching
you
the Dina and Greg Show. Bye.
DinaandGregShow.com.
I love Dina Greg.
Woo! You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.